Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there as we look forward to a big one this week in Lincoln Financial Field, the Eagles and the New York Giants. And it hasn't felt like this in a long time, what a Giants game, in which it's a got-to-have-it for the Eagles. And it's also a game for the first time in a while against the Giants where there's some doubt. I mean, look, the Eagles have beat the Giants like a drum for a decade plus. And you know, there's been a couple pop up here and there where the Giants will win end of the season. Someone's resting, hurt, but nothing ever felt significant. Like maybe something had changed. But a couple weeks ago, you know, the Eagles go to MetLife Stadium and they get their butts kicked. And it's like, wait a second, are the Giants different? Well, then they go out last week and they blow a huge lead in the fourth quarter to the Broncos. So there's still a lot of questions about what the Giants are. They're still 2-5, but for the first time in a long time, a little bit, hey, we got to see it in the Eagles and the Giants. We got to see the Eagles take it to them. Let's get into it. Five keys to an Eagles victory on Sunday against the New York Giants, the 5-2 Eagles, the 2-5 New York Giants. I'm going to start with what I just mentioned there, that comeback the Broncos had. And I think a major key here is going to be to jump on the Giants early and make them doubt. Make them doubt who they are and what they're trying to become. So there was a moment during last Sunday, you know, when the Giants had that huge 19-0 lead on Denver in the fourth quarter, you know, you start to think about the NFC East race, right? At that same time, the Cowboys were on the verge of getting the victory over the Washington Commanders. The Giants looked like they were going to get to 3-4, right? They're 2-5. Now they're 2-4 entering the game. It looked like they were going to get to 3-4. And then all of a sudden it's like, wait a second. That game next week in Philadelphia is a huge one, right? The Giants are only two games back. They already have a head-to-head. and they could cut this lead to one. And then in the span of 40 minutes, 30 minutes, everything changed for the Giants. Everything changed for the Broncos. It changed for me in Survivor. I was on the Broncos. I threw the towel and I was like, oh man, I can't believe I'm out because the stinking Giants, you know, are going to beat the Broncos here in Mile High. And then it's the best Survivor win of my life. I'm alive still in my pool because the Broncos came back. In the midst of that, the Giants' doubt comes back creeping in. They're still a bad football team. They're still not good enough. Blah, blah, blah. The coaches, the players, Daboll's a mess. You know, they're yelling at the defensive coordinator. So what the Eagles have to do this Sunday is jump on them. Because it's one of those things where I think if the Giants happen to get a lead, I think they'd forget last week and they'd be into this football game. But if the Eagles could jump on the Giants, let's say 10-0 after one, well, then they start, I think the doubt starts creeping back in, like that maybe we're not still any good. Maybe we're almost 2-6 here. And, you know, in the last quarter, we've been outscored, you know, 43 to whatever, because they allowed 33 points in the fourth quarter last week to Denver. So gotta jump on the Giants quick. Don't let them forget last week. Add the first quarter, first half of this week, of week 8 here in Philadelphia, to what happened to them in the fourth quarter. Make them doubt. Make them look at each other sideways in the sideline. You know, last year there was some belief around early October that the Chicago Bears weren't that bad of a football team. That belief was out there, that they were going to turn a corner with young Caleb Williams, a rookie quarterback, that he was going to start leading them. And they lost in Washington on a Hail Mary. They never recovered. Eberflus never recovered. It became a disaster the rest of the season. And I think the Giants are teetering right now after what happened to them last week against the Denver Broncos, and the Eagles got to step on their throat. That's number one. Number two is going to be time of possession, running the football with more effectiveness, holding the ball, and choking the life out of the Giants. So the Giants' defense on the field last week for 76 offensive plays. I could go and look. I'm going to guess a large portion of that was so in the fourth quarter alone. So I think it's a tired New York Giants defense who just had to travel to Mile High, play a tough game, 76 defensive snaps. Burns walking off the field upset. He was in a walking boot this week. He says he's going to play, but obviously he's not 100%. So you have a Giants defense that's probably battered, tired, frustrated, all the above. And now they come to Philadelphia. And last year's Eagles team would have leaned on the run and would have choked the life out of them, and by the fourth quarter broke a couple big runs. We haven't seen that from this football team. We haven't seen the 2025 Eagles be able to do that yet. Saquon Barkley's game-by-game rushing numbers are pedestrian at best. But this is a week to lean on time of possession. This is a week to lean on the tush push, to lean on getting first downs, to have, you know, some methodical drives. Of course, if Eagles could create an explosive like they did last week, no one's going to take back explosives. But it's a week where if the Eagles can lean on the Giants and hold the football, I think it's going to pay dividends late in the football game. You know, the Eagles last week played a challenging game against the Minnesota Vikings, but it wasn't one of those all-time physical games. It also wasn't one of those games where they played a million snaps. It also wasn't one of those games that had, you know, huge swings of drama. There was a couple big moments, but I felt pretty good about the control the Eagles were in. Emotionally, physically, the Eagles are in a better spot right now in a lot of places than the New York Giants. I think running the football, and they're probably going to have to this week, based on the injury report, it looks like A.J. Brown, you know, his chances of playing on Sunday are clearly in question. We'll see what he's listed on the Friday injury report. As I record this on Friday morning, he hasn't practiced all week. He didn't practice on Wednesday. He didn't practice on Thursday. We'll see if he practiced today in any sort of capacity. But it might be a game where the Eagles are a little bit more limited in the passing game because they know A.J. Brown. Devontae will be the number one up for the task. But it's different having Devontae and Jahan Dotson rather than A.J. Brown, Devontae, you know, one and two. So it could be a game to run the football and maybe get the best running game of the season going. That's number two, time of possession for the Eagles. Number three is watch out for Jackson Dart's legs. So much like a lot of young mobile quarterbacks, Dart uses his legs to really facilitate things. His efficiency in the passing game isn't there yet. He makes some big throws. He's got some moxie to him. There's a little Baker Mayfield mixed with Matt Stafford, mixed with Jalen Hurts to Jackson Dart. He's got the chance to be a good quarterback. We'll see if he refines it, if they keep the coach and all that kind of stuff. But right now what he is a runner that has a strong arm. But he's not a sitting back and pat the ball and wait for – he's going to run. In his four starts in the NFL, he has 35 rushes. That is about nine rushes a game. He reminds me of a young Jalen Hurts. And you know, when he came out of the draft, he talked about looking up to Jalen Hurts. I could see in his game the physicality he plays with, the toughness he plays with. There's some Hurts to Jackson Dart. So he's going to run. And he not only has about nine rushing attempts per game, he has three rushing touchdowns. So really, he has to be monitored at every moment. He could take off at any moment. He could create chunk plays on with his legs at any moment. But really, where the Eagles have to pay attention is within the red zone. Because Jackson Dart is creating touchdowns with his legs. Again, much like Jalen Hurts has done and certainly still does it more in the tush push now. When he was younger, it was more of the scrambling variety. Like, I remember that one he had against the Saints in 2021. It was like, whoa, the cutback. It was almost like a basketball move, a crossover. Dart's got some of that to his game. So this is a game where Jahad Campbell's got to be on his P's and Q's. And Zach Bond's got to be on his P's and Q's. And N'Kobe Dean, when he's in there, and they move Jahad Campbell off the edge, all really important that they're ready for him to run the football, especially those edges. Set the edge. Don't let him get to the edge. He does a little bit where he'll run around the outside, but I've also noticed he's got that Jaden Daniels thing where he'll run straight through the middle. He'll find the crease in the pass rush, which means pass rush lanes. I'm sure Vic Fangio is hitting on this week. It are going to be important to keep some integrity there, because if everyone goes up the field, he's just going to go right up the middle. And if you can make a linebacker miss, that's where you get big gains. Also, we'll put Cooper DeJean, Reed Blankenship, Makuba in there. They got to tackle in the red zone, because that they're probably going to be the guys, based on formations and based on a red zone scramble moment, they're probably going to be the guys that have to put a stick on him and hit him and knock him over and not let him get extra yards. Very physical quarterback, fast quarterback. You know, he's got a chance here to be a good player. So the Eagles got to punish him. And if he runs, second part of this, see if he runs, punish him. You know, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing over the line. There's nothing inherently, against the game of putting some pops on quarterbacks. And we've legislated them out, and clearly you can't go up near the head-eck area. If the guy slides, he gives himself up, all that. But if he's going to run and he's going to lower his shoulder, then I need Jahad Campbell to make him feel it. I need N'Kobe Dean to make him feel it. I need Zach Bond and Cooper DeJean to make him feel it so he stops running. That's number three. Watch out for Jackson Dart's legs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
So good, so good, so good. New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Number four, we spoke about this yesterday on the Midday Show. I do expect Jalen Hurts to be under center. I hope he's under center. I think it'd be malpractice by the coaching staff and Hurts as part of the design of the offense and his input to not want to be under center this week. It worked outstanding last week. It was the most under center snaps they had since week 9 last year against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hurts 4-4 play action under center for 121 yards, including the Devontae Smith touchdown. It was everything you wanted it to be. And you think about this week against the Giants. Look, the Eagles entering last week averaged less than 1 yard from under center, which ranked 30th in the NFL entering last week. So the Giants defense, they have given up explosive plays off of play action under center. In week 2 was a 33-yard to CeeDee Lamb, and there was an 87-yard touchdown from Spencer Rattler to Rashid Shaheed in week 5 against the New Orleans Saints. So this is a defense susceptible to this. It's an Eagles offense that clearly showed an ability last week to do it. They have spoken from the quarterback to the coaches on kind of leading to this at some point, getting more under center. Brian Baldinger was on the afternoon show on WIP and said that they've wanted to make this happen for a little bit. I don't know why they didn't. Is that the quarterback didn't want it? Is he uncomfortable? Was it they just didn't get to those plays in the game? I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is, but my gut instinct is it's never been the thing that Jalen's most comfortable with, because look at the offense for the last 4 or 5 years. It's mostly shotgun stuff, even though you hear from people around the NFL, you see with your eyes, you hear from a Saquon Barkley a couple days ago talking about the benefits of being under center. So we all see that it should be a portion of every team's offense, and it will just enhance the pass game and the play-action pass game. But the Eagles have really kind of avoided it for the most part until last week. I think they should do it more. I think we should see it more. I expect to see it more. It's a defense in the Giants that is susceptible to these kind of plays and shot plays. Again, a 33-yarder in week 2, an 87-yarder in week 5. These aren't nothing plays. These are plays that can make a difference in a football game. Got to get under center and make those plays with play-action. And Giants giving up the 7th highest total of passing yards per game in the NFL. 2nd most passing yards on throws that travel 20 yards or more in the air. I remember a couple weeks ago they had a shot play to Devontae that Jalen Hurts missed. All right, last one, number 5. Key to beating the Giants on Sunday is covering the tight ends. Right now the Giants are really wide receiver light. Malik Nabers out for the season. Wandale Robinson is, to me, a fine number 3 if he's your 2, you're probably light. If he's your 1, you're exceedingly light. Between Darius Slayton and the other cast of characters, Michael, whatever his name was, Baby Jordan a couple of weeks ago, you know, the Giants depth chart. I mean, there's a reason why they're 2-5. Let me look at the wide receivers right now. Their depth chart for Sunday, because we know no Neighbors is going to be out there. They're going to roll out Wandale Robinson. Darius Slayton is questionable. Jalen Hyatt. And then Gunnar Olszewski. I mean, these guys are, I mean, good luck if you've ever heard of these guys before the season. So they're not a good team in terms of throwing the football to the wide receivers right now. They just don't have it. But what they do have is tight ends that the coach and the quarterback right now are comfortable going to. Theo Johnson, 20 receptions, 192 yards, 4 touchdowns as one of their tight ends, the former Penn State tight end. Daniel Bellinger, 10 catches, 173 yards. So you add that together, and they're throwing the ball to the tight ends. That feels like a key to this game defensively for the Eagles, especially in the red zone, and that's going to be on the linebackers. It's going to be on Jahad Campbell, Zach Bond, the safeties with Blankenship, Makuba, Cooper DeJean out of the slot. They're going to have to cover those guys. They're going to have to know that's where Dart's going with the football. I'm not afraid of these receivers on the outside. I think this is a week the Eagles could get away with having a Kelee Ringo, having a Dory Jackson, Ja'Quarian Bennett. His practice window is open. We'll see if they activate him on Sunday and throw him back into the mix. This is a game you would think we could get away with having a, you know, not great or liability at the second outside corner. This isn't the game that's probably going to be exploited, but the tight ends, especially in the middle of the field, that's where Dart's probably going to go with the football. The Eagles have to be ready for that. So the five keys to beating the Giants on Sunday. Number one, jump on them early. They're reeling from last week. Number two, time of possession. The Broncos ran 76 offensive plays. If the Eagles could stay on the field, that Giants defense will be gassed by the second half. Jackson Dart's legs limit his ability to run, especially in the red zone. He's averaging about 9 rushes per game, and he's got 3 rushing touchdowns and 4 starts. Get under center. Whether or not they love it, don't love it, I don't care. Get under center. The Giants have given up big pass plays under center. It worked last week. Do it more. I think it'll open up the run game as well. And cover the tight ends. That's where Dart's going with the football. That's where their plays are made. Cover Theo Johnson. Cover Daniel Bellinger. Appreciative and listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.